A new photographic exhibition called Faces of Ground Zero opens today in New York City. The exhibit features 85 larger-than-life-size portraits of people who worked at or near Ground Zero or whose lives were affected by the terrorist attacks. The portraits are by veteran Life magazine photographer Joe McNally, who asked firefighters, iron workers, police, nurses, and rescue workers to come to a studio while still in their work clothes. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The photographs are unlike any you've probably seen. They are 9 feet tall and 4 feet wide. They have no grain because they have never been enlarged. That's because they were taken with the world's largest Polaroid camera, designed in 1976 by Polaroid's founder, Edwin Land. Only one such camera was ever made, and it's the size of a small garage. Today it sits in a loft in the East Village. Joe McNally decided it was the perfect tool to chronicle the workers of 9/11. At first it was hard to convince people, he says. After all, in a time of crisis, taking a picture seems superfluous.
And so we took prints to firehouses, we took prints to police precincts, we rolled them right out on the floor, and we showed people what we were doing. And once you see the print, once you see what the camera can do, the convincing is easy.
And since it's a Polaroid, it was easy to tell people, look, the session will only last 10 minutes. You can't take hundreds of shots anyway, since each huge print costs $350. McNally rented the studio and the camera, which is operated by Mark Subcheck, for 3 weeks and kept it open 24 hours a day.
I encourage them to come at the end of their shift. And we photographed people at 3 a.m., we photographed them at midnight, we photographed them at 7 a.m. We had ladder companies showing up, construction trucks, paramedic vans. What I said was, bring the tools of your trade. You know, bring an axe, bring a Halligan, bring an oxygen tank, or wear the clothes that you were wearing on that day.
McNally shot more than 200 portraits, 85 of which are standing in Grand Central Terminal. Some are individuals, firefighters, police, a Red Cross worker, a window washer who single-handedly, with his squeegee, pried open the doors of an elevator in the World Trade Center and helped 5 people to safety. There's also a portrait of former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and of Lisa Beamer, the wife of Todd Beamer, who took heroic action on United Flight 93. But there are groups of people as well, asbestos workers in their masks, iron workers with their tools, sanitation engineers, most of them in dusty work clothes. There are also families of some of the victims. It's the clarity of the pictures that gets one, not just their size. Again, Joe McNally.
If you take a small piece of film and enlarge it drastically, you lose all sorts of detail. What the Polaroid does, being life size, is it's like you take a three-dimensional person and you transfer them onto a two-dimensional piece of paper. If you look closely at the picture, it's really like meeting the person.
And at a reception for those who were photographed, iron workers Danny Doyle and Brian Brady said they had to agree.
In 90 seconds, then he just peeled it off, and there we were, like life.
When we knew about going down there, we knew it was going to be a large photograph, 9x4, and you figure something like that would take a couple days to do, and meanwhile they snapped a picture, and within a couple minutes it's right there, right on the floor, right in front of you, like when you were a kid with the Polaroid cameras.
Rebecca Canalia, an emergency room nurse who treated hundreds for trauma on September 11th, said, "I look stiff." But her main reaction was to feel humble. She kept on saying, "I didn't do anything."
I don't know if I'm worth the picture there, you know, for all the things I did. You know, I'm just doing my job.
But that's the big lesson of this, says McNally, something we all know intuitively.
That really ordinary folks can do and are capable of truly extraordinary things, because people helped people that day they didn't even know. People risked their lives for people they didn't even know.
Ron Letteri is a firefighter with Ladder Company 18. After finding his portrait, he stares at it.
My daughter says, "Oh my God, it looks like she could just peel me right off there and stand me up." A lot of emotions in the exhibit. It really is. All of these guys that are hanging up here, I would say 90% of them I work with and I know personally.
Are you still down there?
Yes, I am still down there. I don't know, if you really look at some of these pictures, you see their faces. I mean, like, you know,
the
pain, the intensity, you know, the grief that's there, and like the willingness, like, you know, we have to get a job done here. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
The exhibit, sponsored by Morgan Stanley, the largest tenant in the World Trade Center, will go on to Boston, London, San Francisco, Chicago, and L.A. after New York. Some of the photos are included in a best-selling book, One Nation, America Remembers September 11th. The exhibit may also bring the world's largest Polaroid camera out of obscurity. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.